future marketing organizations will look very different, as will the way brands handle events. This is the way Rob Beltman sees it. I'll talk to him about the opportunities and challenges of our industry. Hi Rob, welcome to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
You are the author of the book, The Marketing Organization of the Future. It's a Dutch book, but it's also coming out next year in English, I heard.
Working on it, yeah.
It's hard work writing a book.
Yeah, of course.
How will the marketing organization of the future look like?
I think it will be quite different from the marketing organization we currently know and mm-hmm. that we are striving for. Most marketeers are still very happy if they look at the position of the CMO and the top of the organization with all marketing resources under their control. And I think the marketing organization of the future will be much more in the center of the organization instead of on a C-level, mm-hmm. In the heart of the organization, and much more the director of brand and customer experiences. Well integrated in other corporate functions and really close to the business and to the touch points.
So do I understand correctly that it will not only be the marketeer that's bringing out messages to the outside world, but also other people in the organization will start doing marketing?
Yeah, of course. And that's already a reality. I mean, if we think as a retailer that we as a marketeer with our ad campaigns have the biggest impact on customer experience, we don't. It's the in-store employees, it's the cashier that has the largest experience.
The largest impact the CEO on the experience. On TV or whatever.
Or the designer that's making the website or the app has a larger impact on that experience than we with our ad campaigns in print or on TV. So mm-hmm. we have to realize that as marketeers, and we have to build our influence by giving it away, by giving it to the organization and realizing that we need to use all the resources we can to create a consistent brand and customer experience across our touch points with our partners. And we do that best when we are not in an isolated position in the boardroom as a chief marketing officer, but when we gain our influence in really in the business, in all our different branches.
Okay, so we need to think as a marketeer on how we perceive our function, how we perceive our job, and what it is we need to do.
Yeah, and one of the biggest surprises always for marketeers when I tell them about the marketing organization of the future, mm-hmm. they say two things. First is you need to spend more time on internal marketing. Don't be externally oriented or don't be too externally oriented. It's good to follow the trends and developments in your market, but your biggest worry is getting everybody in the organization on the same page about your value proposition mm-hmm. and how to market it. And the second thing is you need to become more lazy. You're doing too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're becoming, you need to become more lazy means many marketeers are busy all day managing all the new channels that are rising, all the new trends in marketing mm-hmm. and the new trinkets. And we get more and more jobs to do and we forget to take a step back and think, okay, do I really need to do this? Mm-hmm. Should I be the one running the corporate Twitter account or should the CEO be doing this? Should I be doing the CRM campaigns or should I let sales be in the lead of how they want to manage our customer relationships? And can I go more in a support role? And every time wondering, why am I doing this? How can I give away control and win in terms of effectiveness and win in terms of time?
Okay. Yeah. What effect do you think this will have on events? Because events are an important aspect of marketing.
Yeah, events are an important aspect of marketing. Live events are becoming more and more important because in the digital world, live contact is really making a lot of difference to customer mm-hmm. relationships. So I think it will gain in momentum. But in order to be relevant, it must be there must be a foundation of awareness and activation across multiple platforms with smaller events maybe leading up to the main event and with different online and offline platforms that are used. And we need to develop more co-marketing propositions. We need to let partners do more of the marketing with us, facilitate them to do so. And that will make the job of the event marketeer a lot easier. If we're just able to create an open community in which our mm-hmm. brand message can spread instead of having to do it as a sender all by yourself.
Yes. You just said, that there will be multiple touch points in life. Does it mean we will have we won't have those big events anymore, but go rather to smaller events, or how do you see that?
No, I think what you see is I really like the statement by Jay Leno once. Mm-hmm. He said about, he's a car fanatic. He has mm-hmm. a really big garage. He said, you know, that what actually saved horses in the past was the invention of the car, mm-hmm. because only the premium horses then survived as race horses. And before that, they were overbred. There were too many. Mm-hmm. I think the same is true for the event market. You will see that really big and interesting live experiences will survive. They have added value. Mm-hmm. People want to go there. The middle range where you thought, okay, it's proximity event. It doesn't offer much specific. Mm-hmm. I can maybe postpone it or go somewhere else in a month. Mm-hmm. They are struggling.
Okay.
And the smaller, the really smaller events, quick and dirty and easy, will also survive because they just have a level of efficiency that is hard to beat. Yeah. So I think the middle segment is going to struggle and the top segment will thrive.
Okay. If I hear all this talk about the future,
yeah,
by when do I need to start as a marketer?
I have a quote in the book about Gillian Michaels, who's a personal mm-hmm. trainer. She said, transformation isn't a future event, it's a present day activity.
Okay, and we should have started already.
You should have started already. Working on your marketing fitness is something mm-hmm. you need to be doing right now. If we look at the research that's being done by The Economist or in the Netherlands, we interview all marketeers every year in a big marketing survey. Some 60 to 70% feel like their marketing organization is not fit for the future, that they lack technical knowledge to deal with IT trends, that they lack marketing knowledge to deal with the major shifts that are occurring. And we need to take that seriously. We need to stop just doing the marketing of the organization and reflect upon the organization of our marketing.
Are there examples of companies that are already there?
The interesting thing is that are already there supposes that it's a yeah. journey with an end.
Yeah,
I think it's a journey. I don't know where the end is because, mm-hmm. of course, we feel like change is like a constant. But there are organizations that have made really big steps. I think I look with a lot of admiration towards ING in the Netherlands, who shifted their entire organization to an agile way of working. Mm-hmm. I look with a lot of admiration also to Adobe, who has a yep. really creative community that they foster now. And
they made big steps. Yeah,
they've moved so far from being a product vendor that just sold licenses for software through an intermediary distribution mm-hmm. channel, to really fostering that creative community of marketeers. Exact is doing very nice and have made a complete turn towards an agile marketing organization. So there are examples to watch, yeah.
Rob, I'm looking forward to reading your book.
Thank you. I look forward to getting it out there.
Good luck with that. And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.